We're in here. I see what looks like a casino, slot machines and everything else. Tell me a little about where we are right now.
Yeah, so we're on the second floor of the casino. We have about 1,250 slot machines on this floor. They're almost divided equally to achieve our total of 2,500. Chandeliers are all up, slot machines are all up and communicating with the systems. And we're getting ready to walk over by the table games area where you'll see our table games team training right now.
Okay, let's do that.
We are taking a tour of the Horseshoe Casino on Russell Street. General Manager Chad Barnhill is our guide on a very busy casino floor.
How are you? Good, good, very good.
And so we have folks learning how, basically training on craps. Is that
yeah, so they're training on craps. They've gone through the necessary training or have experience in dealing craps. And now we're just going through making sure that they understand all the policies and procedures that will be in place as it relates to the property specific requirements that we have.
This will be the second largest casino in the state when it opens later this month, with 2,500 slots, 100 table games, 25 poker tables, 3 restaurants, a food marketplace, and a bar at the center of the casino known as the 1440.
We'll have entertainment about 16 hours a day, and that once again will be the focal point. It's a three-story video wall that you'll see whenever we get over on that side.
All right, we'll do that.
We're the first casino in Caesars Entertainment that has not opened with a buffet. And to be able to offer, you know, some great options like Tark's Chicken and Seafood, Heavy Seas Burger, Lenny's Deli, Alardo's Pizza, and the Mallow Bar, it just provides, I think, a great variety of options for anyone.
Why not open with a buffet? I mean, you know, that's when people think of casinos, they think of buffets.
Right? And normally that's the case, but as we've built in Cleveland and Cincinnati, what we're finding is we build in these inner cores of the city, it's not as much of a buffet customer that's coming through the door, and what we're seeing is a little bit different, you know, thought process from a customer standpoint. And like I said, we focus more on building a hospitality experience that includes gaming as opposed to a casino. And that's really important from our perspective to share.
Go out on the casino's deck and you get a spectacular view of M&T Bank Stadium and Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And the casino is taking advantage of that. At home Ravens games, you can tailgate on the plaza between the casino and parking garage.
Tailgating will not be allowed in the garage for a number of reasons.
Obviously.
But there's going to be anything and everything that you would need, including entertainment.
The other thing you notice when you walk through the Horseshoe Casino are the TV monitors on the walls that count down the days, hours, minutes, and seconds until this casino opens August 26th. Chad Barnhill says it serves as an important reminder.
You know, it's exciting. It's exciting not only for our team, but, you know, this construction team has put a lot of time and effort as well. And for them to, you know, sit there and see the light at the end of the tunnel as well is exciting.